from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I can see Broadus on the fan cam. He's sitting down on the tennis courts in Oxnard after another Cowboys practice. He'll report on that throughout the rest of our broadcast day. Goes until 6:30 today. But joining us now from Pro Football Focus, it's our buddy John Owning. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Man, it's a good day. It's a good day. Can I complain? How are y'all doing?
Man, about the same. Yeah, you know, looking forward to getting this season started and seeing what kind of a team they're going to put together. Had a couple of injury scares today, but appears we're getting off clean on that, so that's good. But, John, I'd love your big picture expectations from this team. Is there any chance they are, let's say, better than last year in any way?
Now, that's the thing. It's tough. I think that in the NFL, where teams are so closely where their talent levels are so close, and, you know, just the little things are what separates you, and, like, luck plays a big part into it. I would say the complete roster isn't as good as it was last year, but there's definitely an avenue where they have better, where their results are better than they were last year. You get a couple of bounces of a ball to go the right way. You get, you know, you play better and bigger situations. Like, you don't lay an egg against the Packers, you come up and you play better. I definitely think there's an avenue to where they do perform better over the long haul of the season, but I would say odds are that, especially in the regular season, they're not going to perform up to that 12-5 standard that they've set the last 3 years.
John, it's a big day for you, man. Carl Lawson is finally a Dallas Cowboy. You have been dreaming about this moment for many, many years, and I just want to say congratulations. This has happened. How pumped are you that the Cowboys made this signing?
I'm very excited, very, very excited, especially, you know, given the fact that he worked out with the team a couple weeks ago and they didn't make that sign. They didn't sign him then. From everything that I heard, it came down to kind of a money thing where Tony and AQM, Al-Quadi Muhammad, were a little bit cheaper, and they were going to see if they were able to solve their issues with kind of the cheaper route. And once they saw that, you know, Shaka Tony with his groin injury and Al-Quadi Muhammad just aren't performing up to snuff to be able to replace the production that, you know, Sam Williams left, Dante Fowler left. I think that made them decide that they wanted to go get someone that was maybe a little bit more expensive to help their edge depth, especially. I think he, when healthy, has proven to be a very effective pass rusher off the edge. I think he's someone who has familiarity with the scheme dating back to his time in Cincinnati. He didn't play under Mike Zimmer, but he did play under Paul Gunther. So I think the Cowboys are very aware of the skill set that he has and the things that he can bring to this scheme and this defense. So I'm very excited. I think he's someone who can kind of play in that Dante Fowler role that they had last year, a guy that can be a really effective pass rush specialist for them, who can be efficient on pass rush downs, third downs, two-minute situations, those type of situations where you need to generate as much pressure on opposing quarterbacks as possible. And that's something that when he's been healthy, Carl Lawson's been able to do throughout his career.
They also bring in big Jordan Phillips as well to bolster up the D-line and the run stopping. What do you make of this Zimmer defense? Is this, do you feel like this has the potential to be better than the defense that Dan Quinn was bringing to stadiums every Sunday?
I definitely think so. I think where Dan Quinn was so good at, you know, the motivation factor and things like that and getting his players to play fast, I think Zim is going to bring kind of the scheme element into it, and he's going to be able to kind of play chess with the opposing offensive coordinators where Quinn kind of didn't. We saw that Quinn has kind of had trouble with the Shanahan and McVay kind of coaching trees, those teams that use a lot of play action, use a ton of motion at the snap, a ton of shifts, give your offense a ton of eye candy, and they try to exploit the weaknesses in your zones and your communication and those type of things. And I think Zimmer does a much better job of establishing like orders of operations for going against motion. I think that's a big thing we've all noticed with the Zimmer scheme during the preseason and during when we were down in training camp, is that the Cowboys are handling motion much more effectively. They have definitive things. The one thing that I keep harping on is that they're keeping the math in their advantage. You know, so much about playing defense, especially coverage-wise, is you want to have the math advantage. And by that, I mean you want to have, if they have two receivers to one side, you want to be able to have three coverage defenders to that side. So you have 3/2. Or if they have three receivers on that side, you have 4/3. And when teams created motion last year, that would kind of mess with the math of the Dan Quinn defense. They didn't do a good job of, you know, when they would be static, they would be 3/2 on one side. But when they motion one receiver over to create a three receiver side, it would kind of be a 3/3, and you get a only man on man situation. And if everybody is not perfect, you can get exploited, especially if you don't generate pressure on the opposing quarterback. And that was kind of something that became an issue for the Cowboys, I believe, last year when teams were, you know, putting a ton of emphasis on slowing down Micah Parsons and no one else was really getting home consistently. They were able to, you know, exploit the Cowboys through the air, and I think that's something that Mike Zimmer is going to do. He's not going to allow offenses to exploit the math. He's going to always be able to keep things 3/2, 4/3, keep that math advantage for the Cowboys defense, and that's going to allow them to, I think, have more success against these more cutting-edge offenses that they're going to see, you know, the Shanahans, the McVays, the LaFleurs of the world.
Hey, John, you know, watching practice, I feel like that they've addressed the defensive tackle spot, they've addressed really the end spot. That was something they were kind of chasing on both fronts. I'm thinking about this running back group might be the next one. Is that in line with what you're thinking? And do you see that as being something that they're absolutely going to have to address?
I wouldn't say that's something that they have to address, but it's something that I think if the right opportunity presents itself, you should definitely take that opportunity. Like, say if someone like, I'm going to butcher this name really bad, but the guy on the Jets, Israel, I think it's like Abanikanda.
Yep.
Somebody like him becomes available who can, you know, give you a little bit more of a big play ability, still does a good job with vision. Because the Jets have a really stacked running back group, if he somehow gets waived or released, or the Cowboys can, you know, throw a conditional seventh round pick their way during cut downs that bring them over here and not have to fight on the waiver wire, that's something that I would definitely explore. But I'm not looking to just grab a running back for running back's sake. I think if you had to go into the season with Ezekiel Elliott, Rico Dowdle, and, you know, Royce Freeman or Malik Davis, and depending on what you want to do with our guy Hunter Lipke, I'm totally fine with that, because I'm the type of guy that thinks that what you do up front is going to dictate how well your running backs are going to play. And I think as long as the Cowboys offensive line does their job, and the Cowboys offensive coordinator and play caller and scheme developer do a good job of mixing up the schemes, you know, using play action, keeping defenses on their toes, using motion at the snap, using shifts, those type of things, I think they can still be successful enough on the ground that it's not going to inhibit their passing game, and it's going to allow their total offense to still be very effective.
John Owning with us here on 105.3 The Fan in the G-Bag Nation. When you're looking at the landscape of the NFC East, it's weird, man. We have not had a repeat champ since the Eagles did it in 2004. Are the Cowboys, you think, still the favorite? Are the Eagles much better? Do you believe in maybe Washington making a jump with Jaden Daniels and Dan Quinn now there?
Definitely don't believe in the Commanders or the Giants, especially given with a rookie quarterback. I think that especially when you're talking about interdivision matchups with the other teams, the Cowboys match up extremely well with the Commanders, especially because, you know, Jaden Daniels, Mike Zimmer in the past has done extremely well against rookie quarterbacks because he's so good at disguising things, sending blitzes, using combination coverages on third down. You guys know how wild Zimmer likes to get on third down, and that really confuses opposing rookie quarterbacks. So I'm not really worried in that sense about the Commanders. I think they'll be better, but I don't think they'll be good enough that they're really a threat to win the NFC East. And I just think, like most other years this last half decade, it's going to come down to the Cowboys and Eagles, and it's going to be one of those things. The Eagles have a lot of talent, but I'm not sure how well their totality of talent meshes together well. And then you have the issues with the head coach and Jalen Hurts. And we've seen in the past and down the stretch of last season how that can really, you know, really devolve a team and really create issues as they're going down the stretch and could allow them to play much lower than their ceiling, than their potential is. So I think the Cowboys still have a really good opportunity. Obviously, things have to go right. And so much of this has to do with health and injuries, and as long as Cowboys can avoid, you know, those really crippling injuries at important positions, I think they can definitely vie, and they'll be right there at the very end. It's probably going to be, like most other years, one of the things that comes down to the last week or two between the Eagles and the Cowboys.
John, what do you think about Dak going into his last year? Is he good enough for you that you think re-signing him should be a no-brainer?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm a big Dak Prescott fan, I think. He's obviously not, you know, the Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen of the world. He's not that type of tier of quarterback, and I think that's fine. He's a good enough quarterback to where you can win with him. He's a good enough quarterback that can take you on a run if everything else is going well. And just the problem has been, since his tenure, there have been things that have gone on outside of his control that have not allowed the Cowboys to kind of move forward. We just kind of need the rest of the team to play up to their capabilities in the playoffs, and I think we'll see Dak Prescott operate well. I mean, we saw him retire Tom Brady, and he played out of his mind in that game, so I don't think it's something that the pressure gets to him. I just think the rest of the team maybe is not playing up to snuff in those situations, and I think he definitely – I mean, everything we see from him from an accuracy point of view, from a decision-making, from a, you know, operating at the line of scrimmage, I think he has it all from an ability to be able to take the Cowboys on a nice playoff run if, like I said, the rest of the Cowboys team plays up to their potential.
I'm pretty much there with you. I do wonder if the team does enough in free agency and trades to build out the kind of roster mm-hmm. that could play to that level around him.
Yeah, it's a problem. I think the Cowboys kind of sitting on their hands throughout the offseason, only bringing in, you know, Eric Kendricks until really we get into training.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Camp, I think you, even though we like the fact that they signed Carl Lawson, that they traded for Jordan Phillips and those type of things, making those type of moves, it would have been better if they would have made those type of moves when there was a greater pool of free agents to choose from, where you could have chose from maybe some more talented players, maybe some players that don't have the injury history that these guys have, or what have you be. So it's just, I'm kind of worried about the depth, and that's why I think injuries, obviously injuries are always so important every year, but I think it's even more important this year because they have some positions where if they take an injury or two, it's going to be extremely difficult for them to be able to climb out of that hole.
Are you paying Dak Prescott 60-plus million?
For sure. I would have paid him. I think he's
paid him.
And especially in this climate, you don't want to go into it without a quarterback. I think it's just we're playing roulette, you know, just trying to roll the dice that you're going to have get another quarterback in. I think the Cowboys have already been extremely lucky with Tony Romo and Dak Prescott to be able to get them with an undrafted free agent and fourth round pick. I think trying to pester luck in that situation again is very tough, and I don't think the Cowboys are going to be bad enough to where they're going to get a high enough draft pick to where you feel confident that they are going to be able to pick from a pool of quarterbacks that are talented enough that makes you feel good about where you're going to move. So, you know, if the Cowboys are going to be in that kind of mediocre aspect of the NFL, you're just not going to be in a situation where you're going to be able to grab, you know, the most talented quarterbacks. They're still going to be hoping that you're able to get kind of lucky like they have been. And just, I don't think they have the Packers quarterback left.
What kind of a grade do you give Mike McCarthy for last year, what he's done with the offense, and if we should be rooting for him to get another contract to be the head coach?
I go back and forth on this because one thing that really worries me is the offense that he and Schottenheimer designed coming into last season. We saw how it was a lot of short stuff. There was a very static offense. And I will give him credit for making the changes necessary coming out of the bye, but the fact that you had to make those changes in the first place and those weren't implemented going into the season is a little bit worrisome. So that is something that worries me. Obviously, the game management things are a little bit worrisome, but I do think he does a better job than a lot of people give him credit for. You know, I don't think the Cowboys would have been 3 straight 12-5 seasons if he was a terrible coach, but I don't think he's a coach that is, you know, he's obviously not like the Sean McVays of the world. They're going to get you one or two games just because they're better schemers, they're better decision makers, and they put their players in the right position to make plays more consistently than most other coaches. But he's not going to cause you to lose games consistently either. I just think he's kind of a level coach. So it honestly is one of those things where either way, I'll be fine with it.
Sounds good, John. Sounds like you got a party to go to, actually.
Yeah, what's going on?
I got a couple to go to. I got the Carl Lawson party to go to, and then this weekend's the biggest weekend in grappling. Anybody that knows me, you know, I'm huge into grappling from being a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. We got, like, the World Championships of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu this weekend with two big tournaments for over $1 million. So I'm going to be parked up in front of my computer watching the Cowboys preseason game and the UFC fight. So I'm very excited.
Hell yeah, John.
Live it up, brother. Thanks for your time.
Hey, appreciate you guys.
There he goes, John Owning, a must-read there on Pro Football Focus and a must-follow for Cowboys fans. Okay, NFL news of the daytime. Well, Chuck, where are we going?
Jameis mic'd up, the shoe watchdog, and would you have wanted your team to make this trade? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.